that is where the emphasis needs to be, giving young girls the opportunity for skills and knowledge and motivation to play sports.
That was Fred Eng for the National Alliance for Youth Sports and his Game On Youth Sports. Andrew, are you aware of their program?
No, I'm not.
I want you to connect you two. He's on every Friday, and we want to make sure we reach out to women who want to get experiences in whatever sport. But final thoughts from you, then we'll go to Seth, on how validating it is for women to be able to hit somebody.
How validating. Words cannot...
You say that's what their greatest experience is.
Yeah, they love it. They love it. You know, one of my favorite examples, one of them said, this is the only place I can go where I can hit someone and it's legal. They just really get a kick out of that. It's not just for men, like I said.
Well, we want to thank you. If people want to learn more about the New York Sharks football team, the tackle football team, and also the junior development program, how do they do that?
You would go to our website. Very informative. It's nysharksfootball.com.
NYSharksFootball.com. Well, we'll check in with you maybe later on and see how things are going. Appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andra. Andra Douglas, owner and also one of the two quarterbacks on that team, Seth Joyner. In 30 seconds, what is the joy of hitting somebody when it's illegal everywhere else? What's been the biggest joy for you of being able to take it out on somebody like she was just talking about?
Well, I don't even think it's the fact that, you know, you're actually causing physical pain to someone other than the fact that you're competing. You know, I don't think anybody walks around with this chip on their shoulder, this air about them where they feel like, oh, you know, I need to get this aggression out and hit somebody. But it's just the competition of the game and knowing that, you know, when you put a good hit on somebody that they remember it and it's intimidating, and all of that is part of the game of football.
What can that do for a woman?
I think it's no different for, you know, for women playing football than it is for guys playing football. You know, when one of those young ladies lay another young lady out, she's sending a message. You know, this is my area, this is my territory. Don't come through here. You're going to get the same again.
I love it. Well, Seth, thanks as always, and we'll see you on Gym Room in the future as well as on Head Games, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Seth Joyner sounding more like an evolved metrosexual man, a man who really understands women in sports as well, and I'm impressed. Tomorrow's show, Mark Slareth from ESPN, more on Marty Gate, and Greg Barron, the comedian from He's Just Not Into You, comedy and sports. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.